Welcome to the Vamos podcast. With me here today is Topias Koskela, Sales and Development Director at Enico. Welcome, Topias.
Thank you.
So tell us, what does Enico do and why do you do what you do?
Yep. Enico is founded 2019 here in Finland at Tampere, and we are energy management service provider, and that's including our own made battery energy storages that we are delivering all over the Europe. And also we do life cycle services for the BESS systems. And also here in Finland, we can do the aggregation behalf of the customer. So we are participating to reserve markets and energy markets and make more profit to customers. But outside of Finland, we are normally only the technology provider, and we help them integrate to local aggregator systems. So that's the basic case.
Okay, and how did you end up doing this?
All the background is on our founders. They have all of them have made really long career in industrial sector in Finland, some of 20 years and some of 30 years, and they have seen this in earlier workplaces over 10 years ago that the battery business is gonna be one of the biggest technology business in the world. So they started to plan company and founded 2019, and later 2021 they manufactured first pilot version to Norwegian markets, and after that the growing has been really fast, so like 4,000% from that point we have grown, and actually Deloitte's Fast Track 50 fastest growing company last year.
How do you manage such growth?
That's a good question. I would like to say with luck, but no. No, we have a really professional people on our team, and all who has been hired to company has some kind of background and mentality for this business, and we are doing this with really small employee amount. We have under 30 people today, and we still make over 10 million euros per year, but actually we are only like a white collar company, so everybody doesn't see that we have also partners who are actually manufacturing and be the hands on. So our sister company is also participating to our operations every day. So we can say that we have working 70 people, but the installation, all hands on work is from our sister company.
Okay.
Yeah.
That explains the numbers.
Yes. So that's how we handle.
Yes. Where do you see the business heading in next 5 to 10 years?
I would see it will still growing really much. Technology, of course, is developing, and the battery chemistries, but the normal automation and power components what we are using, they are really much similar that have been years and years ago. But the use cases where we use it, those will be new cases, like this green transit and flexibility. We need new kind of flexibility systems to our grids in all over the world, and different kind of solutions. It can be traffic, it can be facility grid, it can be charging of your cars, etc. There's a lot of solutions where you need industrial side batteries. Yep, and I still see that it's growing.
It's going to grow even more.
It will.
What is the most influential megatrend you keep an eye on and why?
Of course, green transition and this flexibility, what every country needs. We have a good situation here in the Nordics, but if we're heading to the Southern Europe and Middle Europe, there is a lot of bad grids, and they can't keep up with green transition. They can install wind power, they can install solar systems, but how they transfer it to places where is the use case, like factories, there is bad grids, and we need like local flexibilities, and BESS is obviously the best system for that now on, and that's the trend what we are looking for, the green transition. It's covering a lot of, BESS is just one part of it.
Okay. With quite turbulent political times globally, you still believe in the green transition?
I believe it has been slowing some countries, of course, and there is lacks with the deliveries and where the components are coming, and the hot topic is, of course, the Chinese technology, what European wants to more and more to have only European technology, and that's something we are also doing. But there is still some chemistries, like for the batteries, that China is the biggest one, and the, everybody is not ready to pay for the European chemistries of the material what we need to the different batteries. So that's one big fight in that in the all the, over the Europe. If you want to have European fully 100% system and technologies, that we need to start to have a mining sites for that.
Mm.
So there is a lot of regulation still.
Yeah, the European regulation issues.
Yes, exactly.
As usual.
Yes, exactly. And what comes to recycling, we have a lot of things to tackle over there also, that when we are installing millions and millions kilos of these batteries over here, how are we going to handle all the recycling after 10 to 15 years?
About the recycling issues, how far along is Europe compared to other, if you think about the green transition in your area of business, is it an actual problem or?
It is an actual problem.
Okay.
Like in the industrial side batteries, there is not yet any kind of recycling systems in Finland for the bigger batteries like LFP chemistries. We are just putting those up and running and finding companies who will do that, and how the government will be founding this whole system. So
interesting. So there's a transition going on and also a revolution in a sense.
Exactly. And every country is fighting with this thing.
But the same thing.
Same thing. We have the same regulation, but every country can manage it how they want.
So is it different in North America, different in Asia? How are you
comparing
to those?
Actually, I don't know really much how in the United States they are doing. I have worked only in the European market, and I know that in China they have also systems for that, but that's not an option that we will start deliver them to back there.
Yes.
There is no sense of that.
Yes, sure. What is the most important factor that keeps your business afloat?
Again, green transition. Sorry. As much we have a business for that, like the demand charges, what is coming from the grid companies, they are not going away. We need to peak shave those. And actually that's coming to own houses under a couple of ampere connection points. They are planning to have also demand charges for the houses, that if you charge your car, then you have electric sauna, then you have maybe oven over there, and you're going to have really big peaks on your house, and you need to pay for that.
Mm.
So with these smaller batteries, of course, in the housings, we can do peak saving, and same thing we can do in the industrial side when you have like 1 megawatt peaks over there. Every day you have some time off, so we can do that and make savings. But same time, of course, we can put the energy what we get from the solar systems to our batteries and use it later. And then the hot topic is reserve markets. There is still reserve markets where you get the best profits these days. So participating to local TSO reserve markets is the top thing what our customers are doing nowadays.
If you think about your business and you think about Vamos ecosystem, what do you feel might be the biggest benefit in participating in an ecosystem like Vamos?
It's a really big benefit especially for the high power charging reason, because the buses and trucks are going to be electrified and they will need really big power, and sometimes at the same time there can be 100 buses that all wants to get 300 kilowatts so they can make their daily work to travel the people all around. So the grid connections will be the bottleneck over there. And that's the thing with battery, local battery, we can support these kind of situations when you need really much power. And when there is no buses, we can charge the battery. And then we can also participate again to reserve markets if there is time left for that and enough capacity on the battery. So there is a lot of things how we could help these kind of autonomous charging places where is this autonomous vehicles and a lot of needed power. So that's one component over there.
Mm.
We still need chargers. We need platforms to handle people to drive also the buses on the roads. But on the sides there is, that's a one piece of components over there.
Thank you, Topias.
Thank you.
Learn more at vamosecosystem.fi.